months. Here on this live Saturday edition of the program, we are here in the studio, as always. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 855-450-FREE. You can also Skype the show. Skype username that you can connect to is lrn.fm. You will need to send a contact request, if you haven't done so, to our Skype user. And then we will accept you, and it'll be easy for you to connect with us on Skype at that point or from that point on. So again, Skype username lrn.fm, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. We go right into your calls and thoughts. Slim is listening in Walpole, New Hampshire to WKBK. Hello, Slim.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Welcome, sir. Good to have you. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I love your show. I love what you guys are doing. I moved to New Hampshire 6 years ago, and I had no idea about the free state movement.
Uh-huh. Well, welcome. Fantastic. Apparently, you're one of the 12 people that that doesn't hate me. Thanks for being there.
Well, listen, you were talking about how associations, government, blah, 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 should be a mutual thing, should be a free association. What's your take on secession?
Oh, it can't happen soon enough. What do you think?
I'm with you.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of people out there that would that support the idea of secession. I was doing some outreach at the county fair about a month ago, and we had positive response from people on the idea of secession.
As far as I'm concerned, it's a contractual relationship, this idea that people would associate together and that people should be able to, every contract has some kind of out clause, and that people should be able to take themselves out of that organization and organize themselves differently if that's what they want. And what I think is most evil about the setup that we currently have is the idea that, especially the United States government, the way it operates, is the debt that we foist upon our children. I was looking at my little five-year-old sleeping in a tent out in the yard last night and thinking about the $53,000 that the people in Washington, D.C. believe that he owes them. And that is offensive, the idea that somebody's born into this world with a debt of $53,000 on them. It's evil, the idea that we can spend money today that belongs to other people.
Absolutely. It's obscene what they're doing. And we have to put a stop to this somehow.
Yeah, I agree, and I think that you can't change Washington, D.C., so the easiest thing to do, and this isn't easy, but it's easier than changing D.C., would be to get start having states secede from the Union. I mean, we've talked a lot on Free Talk Live about the idea of secession, about declaring independence, and I support declaring independence on a personal level from the state as well, but certainly the state of fill-in-the-blank, depending, or rather declaring independence from the federal government, I think we need to see it in a lot of places. I think Vermont, New Hampshire, Texas, anybody else who is interested in this should move forward, should start talking about secession with their neighbors, with their friends, with their family members, with their coworkers. Let's spread the idea as far and as wide as possible and make it seem believable, because usually the first reaction from somebody about secession is to balk and to go back to the 1800s and point to what happened then. And I don't think that's the same thing.
It happens to me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Happens to me all the time.
I wonder why those people never referenced the Revolutionary War. What do you think that was, except secession? The colonies were seceding.
But I don't blame someone for not wanting to fight. I mean, I don't want to have a violent secession.
No.
I want to have a peaceful secession. And
absolutely.
Yeah, and I think it can be done.
I don't want a violent civil war. We don't need to revisit that.
Right. So I think it can be done peacefully, and I think as long as all of the secessionists are remaining of peace, then we won't have an issue. And I understand that people are afraid of the federal government. Like, if you start talking about secession with people, they get afraid. They think the feds are going to roll in tanks or whatever it is that horrible.
The Keen Bearcat.
They're going to nuke us or something like that. And I think that's an indicator of why secession is so important, because that's how afraid people are. People are so afraid of the federal government. They know what they're capable of. They've seen what has happened in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Wouldn't you want to secede from that organization?
Right. So the fact that they're afraid to secede because of those things really should be a reason why they should be talking about secession, because why do you want to be underneath that organization? Why do you want to be a part of the federal government? What is it that they do for you. I mean, there's this myth that they're out there protecting you somehow, but I think all the proof shows otherwise. In fact, Mark, you've got a news story about that tonight. We might even get into how that works. But Slim, glad you're on the side of secession. Here's what I'd suggest to you. Check out, do you have internet access?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Check out the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence. It is a, I think it's nhindependence.org is their website. It's a brand new organization formed last year that is devoted to bringing the idea of secession up to the forefront in conversation statewide. And there are other organizations for those listening around the country.
Okay, what's the website again?
I think it is nhindependence.org, but yes, nhindependence.org, the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence. There's also the New Hampshire Liberty Party, which is a secessionist political organization. So there's some gears a-turning on this issue here in New Hampshire, and I hope you'll get involved, Slim. Thanks for the call tonight. Really appreciate
thanks
hearing from you.
Thanks for the information.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for what you guys do.
It's appreciated. Thanks, Slim. 855-450-FREE. Now, maybe you've got some secession organizations in your state. I don't know what they are. I know in Vermont there is the Second Vermont Republic, I believe is their organization
right.
name. And the Second Vermont Republic has actually run political candidates. I believe their lieutenant governor candidate got 5% the last time they ran a candidate in the governor's race. And that's better than the Libertarian Party does.
I don't think that's any indication of like the popularity of the idea of secession necessarily.
No. But secession's a very popular idea. A politician getting votes is not is not an indicator on the popularity
of secession.
People
make all kinds of sort of internal assessments when they're voting. They're like, oh, well, I want to vote for the team that's most likely to win or whatever, which doesn't make any particular sense. You really only have one vote, and the likelihood of that vote being the deciding vote in an election is minuscule. So I don't see any particular reason why one would pick one of the two parties in that circumstance. It's not really a good reason. But so in that case, just vote your conscience.
Let's go and continue with your calls and thoughts. Jared is listening in Newark, Delaware to WILM. Hey, Jared.
Hi, how are you today?
Welcome, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to talk to the issue of consent of the contracts and all the governmental things that are put upon us. I think it's a myriad of things, one being the Social Security card, birth certificate, driver's license. These things, when we consent to them, we consent to the laws and everything for that nature.
Well, I don't think anybody consented to a birth certificate.
I don't see evidence. I mean, I understand the claim, but there's no real evidence that you're consenting because you're not presented with all the terms, and you couldn't possibly understand all the terms even if you were presented with them when you signed for a driver's license.
Right, yeah, it's understandable. And also the debt that is on our children because of the birth certificate was supposedly put on us by the central government as collateral for the debt against the federal government.
I don't know whether that's, you know, sort of legally stated anywhere, but it's certainly how the government operates. When the government takes out a loan, it's promising to repay, and there's collateral there, and that collateral is your labor. If they have your labor, if they have a percentage, if they're able to claim a percentage of your labor at the pain of incarceration, then they must own your body. I mean, that's the only way one can make this claim is that.
Right, I've heard that the birth certificate is actually on the stock exchange. Every time a person is born, it's put on the exchange.
I'd love to see the proof of that.
I've never seen evidence of that claim. I mean, I've heard some pretty radical claims about things like that too, but it's never been backed up by anything.
Right. Yeah, it's the YouTube things and various internet sites. I mean, yeah. I've done a lot of studying on it, so. But, you know, who knows what could be true and what can't be with all
Indeed.
These laws.
Well, I think that some of the...
What seems true to me is that there's a violent organization of people out there who have been justified in their violence and threats for thousands of years of organizations, and that they claim that power simply through that.
Yeah.
That the idea that somehow or another they have your birth certificate on file and things like that, these are people that just want to justify the legal apparatus as it exists.
Right, and the driver's license isn't a contract. It is something that you'd have to do under duress if you want to be able to get from point A to point B.
Exactly.
Thanks, Jared, man. I appreciate your call, dude. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You may share your thoughts about whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here on this live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, you can join us online where we have a variety of features, including the webcam. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners by going to cam.freetalklive.com. That is cam.freetalklive.com. The chat room is built right into the very same page as the cam, so it makes it easy to do all of those things at once. For free, by the way, that's cam.freetalklive.com.
In the last hour, I talked about Force Field Energy and their placement in the industrial LED lighting sector. They have another area of energy savings that they're in, and it's called organic Rankine cycle conversion units. They make these things. These are very big pieces of equipment that turn heat into electricity. Now, it's existing technology, but they've improved upon the technology to take caustic materials that used to be used and make more, environmental friendly materials. And they've increased the efficiency of these machines to the point that instead of 550 degrees that they can convert into convert electricity up to 550 degrees, now they can do it up to 900 degrees. They're very well placed in this sector to make a lot of money. And that's why I'm recommending Force Field Energy at FNRG is their ticker symbol. You should be able to find that through any brokerage account. Certainly you can look it up online. Not difficult to do. You can go to forcefieldenergy.com if you're interested in the private placement. Currently the stock is something like $5.20 a share. You can get it for $4 a share. It's $5.16 currently. You can get it for $4 a share with a one-year warrant, and as long as you hold the stock for 6 months, if you have $25,000 to invest in the private placement. It's a great opportunity, in my opinion. Forcefieldenergy.com. Just go there, click Contact Us to get in touch. I'm involved in this. Every investment does have risk. I'm prepared to take that risk, and I'm prepared to recommend to you to take that risk. Forcefieldenergy.com. And click Contact Us in order to get in touch with them.
Let's go to A.W. listening in Bozeman, Montana. A.W., you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Wow. First of all, I wish I had $25,000 because it sounds like you're pretty confident in that.
I am. I mean,
you've got some insider information there. What's going on over here?
I don't know what insider information qualifies as. That sounds like a legal term, and it sounds very dangerous to me.
Yeah, I know. It is. Hey, first of all,
I do know the people.
I wanted to say that, like, I listen to you guys all the time, and I never knew you were a minister or your partner's a minister, you've never openly talked about Jesus that I know of, but you always talk about morality.
Yep. Now, first off, churches don't have to be Christian churches to be churches.
Well, you didn't let him finish his statement, Mark. I'd like to hear the rest of what you're saying. Go ahead, A.W.
Sure, go ahead. No, you finish.
No, he jumped in the middle of your statement, and I wanted to hear where you were going with that statement.
No, I was just saying it's refreshing to hear someone, not refreshing, I have nothing against Jesus, I love Jesus, I guess he's the important cat from all I gather in my pinhead, but it's nice that you don't talk about, religion specific, you talk about morality, and I think that is true for all religions, I think. I mean, you just talk about right and wrong, isn't that?
I don't think you should do what other people say. I think you should do what's right because it's right and because it's going to bring you the best results in your life. And I think that it's a very bad way to convince people of something by saying, some guy in the sky.
Don't believe this. You're done.
Going to hell.
But anyway, my real point was, I heard you talk about seceding and stuff, and I was like, okay,
yes.
Well, let's say Montana secedes or Connecticut. What does that make them a country? It's the country of Montana. Now, aren't we subjected to taxes of an international country now when we ship stuff to Idaho or, in your case, Massachusetts?
Tariffs are an interesting organization.
I want to get your take on that.
Yep. Tariffs are an interesting problem, right? Like, maybe the United States would put tariffs on if Montana, and I don't see any reason why you individually shouldn't be able to secede your property, but if Montana does secede.
But I like the idea of secession. So does Texas.
Yep.
I heard Texas was one of the only states that's actually allowed to secede if they want.
I've heard that, too, and I'm not sure that the United States federal government would see it that way. But we'll see.
Sure. Take on it. Let's say Montana is an international country now.
Yep.
We're not part of the union. Do we pay international taxes to ship our goods and services?
Those are tariffs. Yeah, those are tariffs. If to move products into another country is a tariff, and I would guess that you would.
Well, you pay that now.
Individual.
If you're doing international trade now, you're probably paying tariffs to do international trade with various different companies in other countries. So that wouldn't necessarily change.
But the people of Idaho or the United States have to decide whether or not it is valuable to them to to put a large tariff on the people from Montana. There are tariffs.
It would be the feds that want to put a tariff on it. Idaho said no problem, we'll have the same bargain that we had before.
Maybe Idaho would see it
able to
maybe Idaho would see clear to secede also, so they could do some fair trading with Montana.
I think as soon as one state secedes, it's going to – I think as soon as
–
As soon as one state secedes, you're going to see more secede. I think that first, whoever it's going to be, whether it's Texas, Vermont, New Hampshire, somebody's going to secede first. And unless, of course, the whole thing falls apart at once, which is also a possibility, kind of like the USSR. But I think that one will cause kind of a domino effect. At least I hope to see that happen.
Well, what if half the country seceded and the other one didn't? What kind of national security do we have?
What kind of national security do you have now?
Yeah, the United States government's running all over the place, blowing things up and making people want to attack.
Yeah, if there's anything that's insecure.
Don't get me started on Syria. We need to keep our nose out of there. You know, it's like all of a sudden, like 1,400 people die from a chemical bomb, but those 100,000 that died before by nasty bullets and bleeding to death for hours on end, at least the people that got chemical weapons died in an hour.
Yeah, I mean, but the same principle applies worldwide. And I know, Mark, you've got a story tonight. I don't know if we're going to get a chance to dig into it too much. Maybe we will. But about, you know, when the U.S. federal government goes over and bombs people in other lands around the world, that, gosh, those people get angry about that. And then they're more likely to strike back at some point. So if anything,
what did we do when Saddam Hussein gassed his people? We did nothing.
Nothing.
Where was the outrage then?
Yeah, there's dictators all around the world.
They supported Saddam when he gassed the Iranians.
Right. They got him from us, probably.
Thank you, AW, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
You guys are great. I love what you do. You are true patriots.
Thanks for being out there. Hey, call KMMS and tell them to officially add the show, because they've been running the show for a while without without an agreement. I'm trying to get something out of them for
it. Not a problem.
Thanks for the call, AW.
I know around town. Love you.
Appreciate it. Thanks, dude. 855-450-FREE. Montana, man, it's free, kind of a freedom-oriented place.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was on the list for the Free State Project, and it wouldn't have hurt my feelings.
Let's go to Dana in Keene, listening to WKBK. Dana, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Dana?
Well, you know, you guys talk of liberty and so forth, and you know, the problem with things today and people today, I'm a big student of Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson.
Interesting. Okay.
People of that caliber and that ilk, you know, they cherish liberty and they talked of it incessantly. And as you guys probably know, and you know, nowadays these politicians, individual liberty of an individual citizen is no concern to them. They're just
not at all.
Yeah.
I want you to stand by. We want to bring you back, give you plenty of time to get your thoughts out. So hang on, Dan, and we'll bring you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Many of these politicians haven't ever picked up the Constitution, let alone looked at it. More on the way here. You can take control. I was just on, I had a trial the other day. The cop didn't remember anything about swearing an oath. More coming up.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you bring up what you want. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number here for you is 855-450-FREE, and you can join us through Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com. Mobile site, we've got one of those. You can go to m.freetalklive.com. Basically, it just gets you the audio straight. There's three links to the streams. There's broadband, midband, and narrowband streams. So if you've got a slow internet connection, you can use the narrowband stream. Or if you've got plenty of bandwidth, use the broadband. It'll sound great. And there's also a link to the podcast there. So the easy link's there at m.freetalklive.com. For those of you with a mobile device, that's m.freetalklive.com.
We've been talking in several forms this evening about how to opt out of the sort of governmental structure that has been foisted upon us. Another way to opt out is to cease using their currency. Their currency empowers them to a great extent. There's a new currency. It's called Bitcoins, and it's being adopted at a phenomenal rate because it's a huge leap forward in the technology of currency. With Bitcoins, you can send and receive money on the internet without having to pay any fees, or a negligible fee, depending on if you want it done faster, that kind of thing. But by negligible, I mean like a penny. And it allows you to have complete control over your account. No bank in way, no federal government able to just take your money if they want to. That is great for people around the world, people in these despotic regimes around the world. They're able to send and receive money and do business in a way that they've never been able to before. The first step in getting on board is to get a wallet. You can have a wallet on your computer, or you can have it online. Blockchain.info provides a free online wallet. And because it's encrypted in the browser, blockchain never has access to it. Neither does the NSA or the FBI, unless they've learned how to crack that, which seems very unlikely, because they probably would have done something about Bitcoin already if they could. So you can go to blockchain.info and get your free online wallet. There's lots of tools there to learn how to use Bitcoins, too. Blockchain.info.
Let's go back to Dana listening in Keene, New Hampshire, to WKBK. Dana, you had just barely gotten started in speaking, and then we hit the break, so I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out. Go ahead.
I appreciate that. You know, what I meant to say is just that you know, I'm a big fan of Benjamin Franklin and Jefferson and people of that, and Abraham Lincoln too. You know, they talked incessantly of liberty, and that was their whole foundation. Nowadays, you just don't hear people talking. It's not that important to them anymore. They've just
gone out of fashion.
You look at a guy like Ron Paul, who I supported, and he's the closest thing to those throwbacks like that. And you know, both sides, Democrats and Republicans, they label him as an isolationist. You know, they hurl these stupid terms like isolationist,
which of course is entirely inaccurate. It should be pointed out, Ron Paul is not an isolationist. He is someone who supports non-interventionism, which means that, you know, no, let's not go drop bombs on people and kill people around the world, but instead open up to trade with people around the world. I mean, anybody that supports free trade is certainly not an isolationist. But you're right. I mean, they'll say anything they can to try to make the liberty position look crazy, and it's not. It's the most humane, rational, and practical position that's available.
Absolutely, and that's, you know, I'm glad you said that about Rand Paul, because that's exactly accurate.
Ron Paul. I would not say same thing about Rand Paul.
Well, no, I like Rand Paul too. He's not as good as his dad, but you know, like you said about Ron Paul, you know, they label him that, and he actually, like you said, he wanted free trade with everybody, and he, but you know, the average person is just not. I don't mean to be negative, but the average person is just. You know, they call them low information voters. They just don't, they're not able to see the true reality of it. They hear a term like that, even people that are educated. My wife has a couple liberal friends, and, you know, oh, Ron Paul, yeah, he's an isolationist. Yeah, he doesn't understand the big picture. He understands the big picture a lot better than the Republicans and the Democrats do.
Yeah, but the big picture looks a lot like a bomb falling on your Middle East building.
That's right. I mean, it's just, you know, I'm glad you guys have this show. I try to listen to it when I can, and it's just, unfortunately, the whole Constitution should be the first thing that kids are taught in school. It should be revered by Americans, and unfortunately, because of liberals and because of neocons, it kind of fell out of fashion, and you're looked at as almost like a whack job now.
I had a tough time bringing it up in court the other day. I was at Hillsborough District Court here in New Hampshire for a speeding ticket, and I wanted to read Articles 1 and 2 of the New Hampshire Constitution into the record, and it was like pulling teeth to get this judge to even let me read these things into the record. I mean, it was just, really? It's amazing. They don't even want to hear about it in their own courtrooms.
No, it's ridiculous. It's sad. It's just... I don't know what's going to happen. I just think the whole thing is just so far out of skew that, you know, people just aren't taught about the Constitution.
We can't. You're right. You don't know what's going to happen. We can't predict the future. But what we can do is try our best to create the future that we want to see. And I think that by talking about secession with people and making it seem plausible and real and something that people want and that are interested in, could bring us steps closer to actually seeing that happen someday, because it is something that can happen if we believe that it can. In the same way that the only reason why the state exists is because people believe in it. I mean, they've been talked about to the state throughout their entire lives. The state has raised them in their government school system, you know, 8 hours a day for 13 years, plus then there's college for some people, and that's even more state indoctrination for the most part. So it's no surprise that people are really attached to this particular idea. As bad as it is, they are attached at the hip to it because it's never not been there. You know, it's never not been a part, an important part of their lives, important in that if you don't do what they say, they'll put you in a cage somewhere. So I think that the more we can just talk about freedom with our friends and family, the better off we're going to be. And, of course, you're not alone, Dana. Obviously, we're here, and there's thousands of people that are going to be moving here as part of the Free State Project. There's plenty of New Hampshire natives that think the same way that that you do. Are you from here originally?
I've been here 44, so I've been here 25 years, a long time.
You're a pre-stater.
Good to have you out there. Hey, check out freekeen.com when you get a chance. There's some interesting reporting there. You want a great example of these politicians just not caring what people think. We've been chronicling that quite a bit at Free Keen. And one perfect example, I have yet to write this article, but I will be soon, in Keene, I don't know if you've been following this, but they are planning to pass an ordinance against what they call synthetic cannabis and other synthetic drugs. Have you heard about this, Dana?
Right, I've heard about that, yes.
Yeah, they proposed the ordinance this week at the city council meeting, and it's absolutely outrageous. I mean, they're banning all kinds of chemical combinations, and the way this thing is written, I'm sure not one of the politicians who will end up voting for this will have any idea what it is they're voting for.
Lawyers and real estate agents making decisions on chemical compounds.
I'll put it up. It's ridiculous. And it's right. It's very scientific sounding and all that. And ultimately, it's going to be another prohibition. But the interesting thing is, in the discussions they had about this prior to the proposal, but before when they asked for this law to be written up, the city attorney basically admitted to the city council that this probably isn't constitutional. This probably would not withstand. This would not withstand a court challenge. And basically, the position of the city people was, well, we're just going to do it anyway. And if somebody doesn't like it, then they can take us to court on it. We'll lose, and then that'll be that. But they basically just came right out and admitted, we're just going to break our own rules because we know we can get away with it. And
right.
We know.
Because, sadly, the constitutions, there's 50 whatever of them, and they don't have teeth. If these
they're paper.
If these politicians, well, if they were written with consequences, all laws have consequences except the Constitution, the highest law in the land. If they had constitution, some kind of punishment. I don't know, 10 years in jail for the politician that is found to have enacted a law that is unconstitutional. If you voted for a law that is found to be unconstitutional later, you get 10 years in jail, or your head lopped off on the county, the state house lawn, or whatever. I'm not for capital punishment, but these people are they certainly write in capital punishments. Shouldn't
I'd be for that? I'd be for that.
Dana, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. You can take control of the airwaves here. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE, and you can Skype us at username lrn.fm.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864 extension 1. That's 866-869-6864 extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking up the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. and now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
freezedryguy.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. The Sickle CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. You like the show? Like the fact that we give the site features away? Well, maybe you would like to voluntarily support Free Talk Live. You can do that by becoming an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And that means that you send $5 a month to Free Talk Live. We invest it into the show, get on more radio stations. We've got over 125 stations coast to coast now. We could have 200, 300, we could have 400, 500. That's all possible. But it takes some marketing budget to make that happen. So if you can help us with that, it sure would be appreciated. And you would get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, which means you don't get the regular podcast commercials that everybody else does, and more. Go and get the details. Get signed up. It makes a big difference for Free Talk Live. That is amp.freetalklive.com.
Want to check out another podcast that's about the ideas of liberty? SchoolSucksProject.com. There, they talk about real education and attempt to deconstruct state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives and critical thinking, self-education, peaceful parenting techniques, personal growth, better communication strategies. It's a really great show. Go check it out at SchoolSucksProject.com.
All right, so 855, 450-FREE. Secession has come up, and it is one of my favorite topics. Apparently, it's being talked about in California as well with the, Siskiyou? S-I-S-K-I-Y-O-U?
Somebody will call in and tell us, don't worry.
Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors voting 4-1 on Tuesday in favor of seceding from California to form a new state called Jefferson.
Who wants that debt? I mean, let's just get out of here and, you know, let them keep that debt.
Siskiyou also plans to invite nearby counties in California and Southern Oregon to join with them in casting off the bonds that have tied them to their fellow Californians and Oregonians for generations.
Also, just think about the from a practical standpoint, these larger states. In California, you can be more than a half a day's travel to Sacramento. I mean, it's Sacramento is halfway up the coast. If you're going from San Diego, it's a day's drive, basically, to get to Sacramento. Suppose, you know, the politicians in Sacramento who you elected to represent you and say that nobody comes out and expresses their opinion. Well, you know, you go there to express your opinion so that you can be ignored by your elected representatives. What citizen is able to participate in this way?
Certainly not the average person.
No. You would have to have a well-financed life to be able to do that.
Here in New Hampshire, you're never more than 3 hours away from the state capital. Same with many of these smaller states.
You'd have to be way up north to be 3 hours away from the state capital.
You'd have to be way.
Yeah.
Right. I find it to be...
if you're in the southern tier of New Hampshire, you're an hour away from the capital.
Right. I'm an hour away, and I find it to be an arduous trip just to go there to be ignored by them just from that distance. So
yeah, I don't have a problem with it. I'll go. I've gone multiple times.
But I just don't like it.
I've gone multiple times this year. You find a few people to go with you, throw some money in for gas. It's not too terrible. It's always a nice ride and good conversation. It's beautiful, of course, to drive in New Hampshire as well, so that helps. But anyway, secession. Back into it here. This is from thinkprogress.org. Residents attending the supervisors' meeting were virtually unanimous in supporting the predominantly Republican county's secession. According to the Reading Record Searchlight, a local paper, one member of the Board of Supervisors raised a laundry list of complaints related to regulation, restriction of rights, lack of representation, regionalism, and restoration of limited government. Staffer from the Representative Doug LaMalfa's office attended the meeting and claimed that she and other LaMalfa staff members supported the effort to secede, but didn't know LaMalfa's thoughts on it. Siskiyou's effort to form a new, presumably Republican state is not an isolated incident. Six Colorado counties also plan to vote on the plan to secede from that state and form the new state of North Colorado, largely as part of an effort to avoid environmental regulation and gun safety laws. Should either of these secessionist efforts succeed with seceding, the new states would each receive two senators, despite the fact that these senators would represent virtually no one. Siskiyou County has about 45,000
residents.
What do you
think, senators from Delaware? Look at Wyoming. Wyoming has about 600,000 people in it.
That's pushing it. Maybe 400,000 or 500,000, something like that. It's not that many.
I think it's the least populous state.
I could be wrong on that one.
It's got two senators and at least one representative. But you look at, and then you look at Florida. We had 600,000 people that lived in the lower Bay Area.
Yeah.
Just in like Manatee and Sarasota counties.
That's right.
Those are counties in many states.
Yeah. So, I mean, but you understand where the Think Progress people are coming from here. They're, oh my God, there's going to be more Republican senators if they get away with this. Well, look, that's another indictment against the federal government. Another reason to secede from the federal government is that you don't want to have Siskiyou County, controlling you either, right? Like, if you disagree with the viewpoints of the people
that live
there.
The progressives is that the vast majority of this country, if you look at the sort of red counties by color, are going to be red. So if people started seceding mm-hmm. and making more states, they're going to be more red states as opposed to blue states. I understand their concern. I have a concern with the way many red states are run, too. Places like Texas and Utah, I don't consider them to be paragons of freedom. But I don't consider New York, Illinois, California to be these places, New Jersey, these places to be very responsible fiscally.
Yeah, well, I can't say, like, I support the idea of these counties seceding just because I support the idea of secession, but I think they're going about it the wrong way. They just want to, make their own state and still be under the United States, which, of course, as was pointed out when we discussed the Colorado secession idea, would also require approval from the national legislature. They would have to, accept this new land mass as its own state. So there's several stages this has to go through. The counties have to, at least in Colorado, I don't know what the procedure is in California, but in Colorado, the counties would have to vote for it. Then the state legislature would have to vote for letting them go. Then once they were let go, in order to be admitted as another state in the union, they would have to go through whatever process that would be at the D.C. level, which would be pretty difficult as well. I mean, this is a pretty difficult proposal from top to bottom. But if you want to get the lefties on the side of this, just propose seceding from the entire union. Then you won't have this fear of like, oh no, they're going to get their own senators. Then a lot of people will say, let them go. And that's what one of the essays was about. Remember after Obama got elected the last time, there was this big bubble up about Texas. There's just a petition. They're going to petition the White House and ask them to let them secede. There was a lot of coverage around the idea of secession. And one of the articles that I thought was the best on the point was to say, let them go. Why would you want to keep them in the union? Why are people so upset about this?
Because the fact of the matter, that's a person that's not looking at this from the standpoint of what the reality is. The federal government claims to own your body. They won't say it, but if they're exacting 30%, 40%, 50% of your labor, which, and by the way, if you start figuring in regulations, they're actually, you know, taking more than that. But if they're taking, you know, 30 or 40, 50% of your wages, then they're taking, they're claiming that's, you make that through your labor. Your labor is performed by your body. How can somebody take a percentage of your wealth from you if they don't own your body? And why in the world, if you owned a bunch of slaves, would you want any of them to leave? That's what this comes down to. The federal government claims your wages when you leave the country. When you go someplace else, you're not using their stuff. You're not living in their landmass. They claim your body if you're halfway around the world. They claim your wages there. These people are slave masters. This concept of governance as it exists currently in the world is a concept of slavery. It has simply evolved throughout the millennia down to what it is today. That's why we need people talking about human freedom out here. I'm for secession only because it's a baby step in the area of liberty. If a county can secede from a state, if a state can secede from the union, I think a person should be able to secede from any organization. Secession just means you're withdrawing your consent from one organization, and if you want, you know, get another one.
Man,
it's
like a
cell phone contract.
I keep trying to withdraw my consent, but they just won't let me.
No.
I mean, I was in court the other day for a speeding ticket, trying to point out that, you know, that I don't consent, essentially. And it doesn't work very well with the government guys. They just don't really care about that. They don't care
your
about their own
consent is not necessary. They say it in their governing documents. Yeah. It's necessary, but they don't care a whit about your
consent.
They're
going to force me, Mark, that their intention, and I'm going to appeal this. I'm going to try to take this as far as I can, but their intention is to force me to get a New Hampshire driver's license if I want to.
Oh, so that was decided?
Yeah, this was a different case, right? This is a DMV case where I was trying to argue about residency and what it means. And my argument was essentially that residency is something you have to seek. It's something you have to intend. It's something you have to want for yourself. But the state's argument is essentially that, no, that's not the case, that you're a resident if we say you're a resident. And we say you're a resident. So because we say you're a resident and you haven't gotten your driver's license here in New Hampshire, we're going to suspend your so-called driving privileges indefinitely until you do.
That's what they said?
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah. So I've got 60 more days until the suspension goes into effect. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I am going to appeal, so we'll go through whatever process, exhaust that, and then I'll have to decide what to do about it. I'm still not sure what that's going to be. So more coming up here. Hour 3 is on the way. Let's talk bombings. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up. You take control.
When a zombie plague brings civilization to its knees, one family takes to the Atlantic to escape the chaos and avoid infection. What they find is a sea of tears and a few good Marines. But can they band together to build a refuge of hope, or will they continue to live under a graveyard sky? Under a Graveyard Sky from New York Times bestselling author John Ringo. On sale September 3rd, wherever books are sold.
Free Talk Live reaches a lot of people, like as many people that might be listening on 125 radio stations and 2 XM channels and a darn big podcast. That many people. If you've got a business or a website that could benefit from international, largely U.S. exposure, if so, Free Talk Live is having a sale on advertising. With rates as low as $15 an ad, I have several packages from which to choose. You can send me an email if you want to see the packages. It's mark@freetalklive.com. That's mark@freetalklive.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.